Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Is your best performance, Buzz?
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck tonight. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. What's a better movie, Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison?
Oh.
Predictable results. 72%
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore,
yeah.
I like Billy Madison.
I
want
the Billy Madison guy.
Really?
What was Billy Madison?
Billy Madison's the one where he has to go back to grade school because he never graduated high school or something, so he can get his dad's to get or be in control of the company. I like Billy Madison more. Billy Madison is dumber than Happy Gilmore.
Way dumber, but also very funny.
Yeah.
I like both pretty equally, honestly.
Yeah, I'm a big Billy Madison
that
guy.
That and this Veronica Vaughn.
Yeah.
That and this Veronica Vaughn.
So,
we got it on.
That's Christina Applegate, man. You heard her?
Nope.
Nope, wasn't. Nope.
That wasn't Christina Applegate?
No. Good. See how short he was, though? That's the
way
best
too
part.
Cocky.
Yep.
Hold on. That wasn't Kelly Bundy?
No.
Who was it?
I don't know her name. She's a very pretty girl, but not Christina.
Bridget Wilson.
There you go.
Hold on. From Anchorman?
No, this is Billy Madison.
I've never even seen Billy Madison.
Well, but that's what we were talking about.
About Anchorman.
Oh, you're right about Anchorman. That's Christina Applegate.
That's who I was talking about.
But we're talking about that Miss Veronica Vaughn.
It was in Billy Madison.
It was in Billy Madison.
Wasn't her name, but her name wasn't Veronica in Anchorman? That's what I thought.
This is a classic WIP Afternoon Show 5-minute segment.
What's her name? What was her name?
Veronica Corningstone.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, but that's a different name.
It was Veronica.
Oh, Veronica.
Okay.
Veronica Vaughn, Veronica Corningstone. That's pretty close.
Okay.
I'm in Ike's camp.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm safe there.
Okay.
You should see Billy Madison. You're probably way too old for it now. You would find it really dumb.
Oh, it's so funny.
Wow, way too
old with the penguin. Norm McDonald ball with the penguin.
Stop looking at me, Sean.
Yeah. So good. So joining us in studio is Commissioner Buzz. Commissioner Buzz is the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. He's going to give us his weekly update. Commissioner Buzz?
Spike, let's start with you.
Oh.
Coming in, banged up.
Yeah.
Dropped down to 4 in the rankings last week, trying to hold on.
Battered and bruised.
Battered and bruised. Started Malik Washington, who got 4. Zach Ertz didn't have a...
Yeah, Malik Washington, 4 catches, 0 yards.
And that was the 4 points.
Yep.
Zach Ertz didn't have a catch for the first time in like a decade.
Yep.
Started him. Everyone else was relatively solid. Meanwhile, George got 30 from Spike's guy Baker, 24 from Stephon Diggs, 31 from Jonathan Taylor. And he beat Spike, leaving in Tucker Kraft while the Packers were on bye.
Yes.
Didn't matter. He still won. 135-125 loss for Spike.
I'll be honest. I was proud of my team, how they fought considering the injuries. The fact that I put up 125, I was in it until the very end there. So I think when this team gets Ricky Pearsall back, we're not going to be a problem like we would have been, but I think we're going to be okay. So,
you gonna change the name of your podcast to Rights to Ricky Pearsall?
Rights to Ricky Pearsall?
What is he looking at over there?
I just looked at the scores from Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I'll wait to buzz.
We're going to get to it. Let's go to Jack next.
The little engine that could.
Jack finally entered the rankings this week, looking to stay there. He got 36 from Dak. He had two guys go on
Dak's
IR.
Dak's his quarterback?
Dak was his quarterback this past week. He got two guys going on IR this current week, Brenton Strange and Omarion Hampton. They both hit the IR, so they had to leave the games early.
Yep.
0 points from Juwan Jennings.
Because he was hurt, and I didn't check my roster.
And he still wins again. He beats Yoshi 120-108. He played the second.
Fewer points than me. Fewer points than me.
Fewer points than Spike.
This is a fraud team.
Wait, get ready for it. Get ready for it. He played the second lowest point total the entire week.
You got to play good D, Ike.
Your team is the 2021 Vikings. Is that the fraud?
Or the 2020 Steelers?
It was 22
Vikings.
Yeah, 22 Vikings.
Or last year's Vikings.
I tell you though, he was projected to only get 95 points.
Yeah.
That's every week, and he finds a way to win.
That's outproducing when I'm projected.
This guy's tied for first right now.
I didn't take Juwan Jennings out of my lineup. Didn't know he wasn't playing.
Jack's going to have to decide whether he hates his team or they're the little engine that could, because he's getting chesty with the team.
He is.
But you can't get chesty and also say you hate your team.
I don't hate my team anymore.
Okay.
How about Yosh calling and not bringing it up?
Of course not.
How convenient, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
He runs from this.
Yes.
Jack somehow always plays like a bottom 3 point total in the league every single week. The big news of the week.
Yeah, that's why he was asking for buzz yesterday.
I know.
Yeah.
He's like, let's get it in. Ike taking on Tony. 0-4 entering the week. He left AJ Brown in the lineup after say he was getting benched.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Still played. He put up a total of 9. That was his good week so far in the season. But fortunately, Sam Darnold got 36. Rashid Shaheed at 21. Everyone else pretty solid across the board. Welcome to the win column, Mr. Reese. A 130-123 win over Tony.
Wow.
Listen.
Congrats, Ike.
It looks worse for me this week, my matchup. I've already looked at it.
Oh, really? Well, you're in the
at least I'm in the win column.
You're on the way back.
Yes.
And 1-4.
Both of us would have beat Jack this week as well. Yeah.
Spike, by the way, that was the first game that Zach Ertz has not caught a pass since November 27th, 2014.
Said that in the segment. Thanks for listening.
Right, but I know you said the date.
He didn't.
I didn't specify the date. I said in a decade.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Right. Yeah, I got it.
Why don't you pipe down in there? That was well worth me bringing up.
All right, sorry.
Ertz has just been sitting on my bench. I needed him with all the injuries. And when it was halftime, he didn't have any points. I went and I said, is he not playing? He was playing. He only got one target.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Just totally not part of the offense.
Yep.
Takeaways from the week. We got to look at this Dustin and Marcus matchup. Going for first place.
That's what caught my attention.
It was first and second place coming into the week. This might be the closest fantasy matchup I've seen in any league anywhere. The final score was 164.62 to 164.16. That is a 0.46 difference. That's like, it's 5 yards.
Yeah.
He literally won by 5 yards. Marcus jumps into first place.
Wow.
That's what caught my attention, that Dustin lost, because I think Marcus, did he have somebody going Monday? That must be how he won.
Yes, he did.
Because I thought Dustin had he had the matchup locked up. He had such a big lead, but yeah.
No, he's a loser.
Hey, now he joins the rest of us. He had at least one loss.
He had Xavier Worthy going on Monday night.
That's how he won.
And he literally won by 5 yards.
Wow.
That is awesome.
All right, Buzz, give the power rankings.
Well, just quick other takeaways. Ike, who's in last place, has more points than Jack.
Nice.
Who's tied for first. So that's how big of a luck box this is for Jack so far.
Yeah. His team's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
It's going to fall apart.
Well, now they're all hurt.
Well,
so.
Now I don't feel as bad about my team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you literally have more points than he does tied for first.
A great manager.
Tied for 4-1 at the top is 100 points fewer than those two guys we just talked about, Dustin and Marcus.
Yeah, little
same
engine
record.
That could. I think I can.
Let's get to the rankings.
I got
to
go against Marcus this week. Wow. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They were great. And they by far the most points in the league, like more points than anybody else this week. Ricky, he jumps into the rankings. He's at number 5. He beat Derek 154-130. He was unranked last week. He jumps in at number 5. Number 4, I had him at 5 last week. He won again. I guess Jack's here. Don't really feel great about it. I'm waiting to knock him back out.
Thank you.
This is atrocious.
Yeah. It's not.
I have a better team than Jack.
Hold on, Spike, are you out of the top five?
I obviously
have to be. See ya.
Unbelievable.
Spike out of the top five.
I have more points than Jack by far.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah.
Third point, you got to just reward winning.
Fine,
he does what it takes.
Shut up.
George.
I'm just like Jalen.
George, he came into the week third. He's going to remain at third. He beat Spike 135-125. He stays at number three. Dustin, who came into the week at number one, he jumps down to two because of his 0.46 loss. And Marcus, with the win in perhaps the matchup of all fantasy matchups, he goes up to number one, and that is a jump from number two last week.
Congratulations, Marcus.
Yeah, it was a good week.
And the fact that Jack is in the top five with such a trash team, it's unbelievable.
The second he loses, he's
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's what if I don't lose?
Wow. It's coming.
Commissioner's waiting on a loss. Yeah.
I'm waiting to pound and be like,
my point totals are going up.
Oh, shut up.
They are.
You have 558 on the season. Ike has 582. Everyone else is well ahead of you.
Yeah.
What have you done for me lately?
All right, get out of here.
Score points.
Great job, Buzz. Great
job.
Buzz. Great work, Buzz. Commissioner Buzz, really nailing it this time. You know who else is going to nail it?
Oh.
You, when you get your shore house. That's right. Who's going to get it for you? Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. Known Kasebe for a long time. Been a Wright's Ricky Sanchez partner for a long time. What he does, he works out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach, is he gets people into the shore house of their dreams, the Delaware beaches. And your dream also includes a shore house that has very low property taxes, which the Delaware beaches do. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to stop paying people thousands of dollars to stay in their house for a week, and you're going to start charging people to stay in yours. That's going to help you afford it. They're going to help you pay your mortgage, and then you're going to have a place to go down to with your friends and your family, and Kasebe's going to help you navigate all of it. It's a tough market out there. You need a great realtor on your side. You got to know how to bid. You got to know, you know, when houses go on sale first. Kasebe is the guy. When you're ready to take that leap, you have to use Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. This is his direct sell, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. Jim and Blackwood, you're on WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jim?
What's up, Jim?
Got a couple things for you guys tonight. You know, we can blame the booze. We can blame the bunts. It don't even matter. Don't even matter for tonight. You know what they all say? Mm-mm. Game 1 and 2 is a history. Game 4 and 5 is a mystery. But tonight's a gift. We're going to go in L.A. We're going to start with the top of the lineup. We're going to rank Yamamoto, and we're going to bring this home back to Philly, baby.
Yes, I like that energy.
So do I.
Tonight is a gift. What a gift, Jim. Game
not a
three
gift,
will
a
be.
Gift.
Gift, yes.
Is Bader playing tonight?
So we'll see. I don't think so. Like, they don't think he pretty much shut down the idea of DHing him. Because I was like, well, what about DHing him and putting Schwarber in the outfield?
Yeah.
I know that. I know. Yeah. But I want Bader's.
But he still has to run.
That's the issue.
So the good news is his ginger run to first base, we didn't hear this because we weren't listening to the telecast. Apparently the trainers told him to run that way so he did not further injure it.
Okay.
So he was running that way not because it hurt, but to protect himself.
Just to make sure he didn't.
That makes sense.
From further injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he's in the lineup yet.
Which also means he's not completely ready to go.
No.
Yeah.
But he could pinch hit again.
Well, he pinch hit.
And you know he'll get
a
hit.
You know he's getting a hit.
Every time. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. Stay there, Justin. Do me a favor.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, he meant stay in Tennessee.
Oh, stay here.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's what he meant.
I thought you meant you had a read. Yeah, I
no.
told Jack, I ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I ain't coming back.
Oh, the mojo.
All I do is bring bad juju when I come up there. I mean, I had a safe trip. Everything was great except for three losses that I witnessed while I was there.
It's just unbelievable. You're like Eeyore, you know, dark cloud around you.
Yeah, you ain't kidding, buddy. I mean, it's atrocious. I mean, a three-run lead, lose. A daggone a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, lose. I mean, what the hell, Bobby? And then you got a rally going in the ninth of Monday night. Can't complete that because you got a guy on second that. Hell, let's put it this way, boys. I'm 48 and overweight, but I swear I believe I could outrun Casty. He's got them big old long legs, and he lumbers around the bases. I'd like to time Casty and Bohm on the 40. It's got to be over five. Got to be over
five. Definitely over five. Yeah. That's definitely over five, yes.
I'm telling you, man. Them poor old boys, I mean, yeah, they can hit a ball. I can't do that, but daggone, they're slow. I don't understand the putting – Taiwan on the roster or Bueller on the roster and not having somebody else like another position player because them guys ain't going to see the field unless, like I think Spike said, unless the fields are up 12-1 or getting beat 12-1, something like that. That's the only time those guys are going to see the field. And I mean, I don't get it. It's befuddling, but yeah, the last guy, Jack, you should have hit the music on the last guy. That guy was bringing the heat, baby. He was fighting the corners at 103, son.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude, he was fired up, ready to go and set. I mean, he dropped the set. I was like, oh, he just got real up in here. He dropped the set on the one time, come on.
One time,
but,
come on.
Yeah, real quick, I don't want to keep this no longer, but, man, Owen was absolutely tickled to death to get to see all y'all again. Got to see Jack a few times. Got to see Ike two or three times, you know. Spike got to see you once. Man, he loves you guys to death. He really does. And Jack mentioned it himself, like when we saw y'all first Friday, that how Owen's kind of come out of his shell a little bit more talkative and outgoing and everything. And he's grown up and got more mature, but I kid y'all not, man. It made his day just getting to see y'all, hang out with y'all a little bit, and it tickled him to death, man. Every time he seen y'all, and he kind of give me crap for wanting to take another picture with Ike at the football game. I'm like, hey, man, we got Kelly Green on. We the Eagles game. We're going to take a picture with Ike. We got to do it in front of the link every time. I don't care if we got 100 pictures of Ike.
That's
every
right.
time we come, we're going to do it.
That's right.
But I really appreciate y'all, man. Y'all, it made it worth everything just to see the look on my kid's face every time, you know, watch him do the Eagles chant when we did score and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's worth it all to me, and I can't say it enough. Thank you to the Gorham family for doing everything they've done for us this weekend, hosting us and all that. It was just it was amazing, but it kind of sucked too. But it was still a good weekend and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
And it's the experience. And listen, I know you. I hope you were just tongue in cheek about not coming back. I don't want that to be the last time
back.
I see. I don't want that to be the last time I see.
Outside of Philly season,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's always great, Justin, when you do get a chance to come up here. And we rarely get to have, you know, our listeners from out of town.
Yes.
Spend time with them. So you and Owen made the extra effort to get up here a little bit earlier Friday so you guys could see us down at the broadcast Friday. And it was great that you guys got to hang out all weekend. We saw you multiple times. And, man, I mean, the teams didn't do their part, but I'm sure the hospitality was there. And for you guys, it had to be great to be amongst the other Philadelphia fans. So instead of rooting from afar.
We was absolutely bringing it Saturday night, Sunday. I mean, you can ask Jack. I was hooting. They probably couldn't hear me when they was in that booth. But I was hooting and hollering and screaming and carrying on like a buffoon, you know, when we got there.
Yeah.
But real quick, if Jack, if you don't care, Owen was upset. Ike, he wanted to show you a picture of his new truck. He got a new truck. So Jack's got a picture of it. He said, I've seen the man three times and never showed it to him, not once. He said, I always get too excited. He said, he wants to brag on himself. He got a new truck. He paid for it. He don't owe a dime for it. He works his tail off. But anyway, let Jack show it to you when you get time. But anyway, I'm going to get off here. Let you go. I love you, boys. I mean, till next time.
All right, Justin.
Now. All right, Justin.
Love you, buddy.
You know
warms
what?
My heart. Justin warms my heart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good people. Good people.
Owen trying to tell me what NBA Youngboy was.
With the twang. Too.
Yeah.
With the twang.
Yeah, NBA Youngboy.
Yeah.
It just hit me. Before we get to the text line, I know this intellectually, but it just hit me emotionally. If they lose tonight, that's it.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't feel, yeah. It's not dread, it is... I'm sad. I don't want them to lose because I want the season to keep going.
I completely agree with you, man. I was all pumped up and just like everybody else thinking it's going to be a long October. Let's hope they give us one more day.
Just win tonight.
Yeah, give us one more day and believe me, we'll try to push as much Philadelphia mojo out west as we can trying to win game 4 to get you guys back here for game 5.
Yep. All they got to do is win tonight.
Yep.
Win tonight, give us Christopher Sanchez tomorrow,
yep.
And then get us back home in Philly. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Oh, that's a great text, Jack.
Yep.
We're the Phillies listening to the first half hour of the show.
Because we all believe in them?
No, because okay, Andrew and...
Oh, the two pep talks.
And Herb.
Yes.
Yeah, the worst pep talks ever given. Okay, Andrew at least prepared his.
Right.
Herb just caught up and said, yeah!
I'm on the turnpike. See the ball?
Been on here all morning.
Yeah. Make yourself feel good.
Yep.
All right, I'm getting off exit 6.
Yep.
I'm on the boulevard with Mark Franklin. I've known him since I was a kid. His mom.
In the hospital.
Yeah.
Just visit her.
What's that?
Is this Creed? Ike, whenever any white rock band comes on.
Now is this Creed?
He did have a point with Pearl Jam, at least.
They're close.
Okay, yeah. Come on, man.
The singer. Yeah. Is this Creed? That's good. What's next?
If we had Broads at the movies in 50, Broads. Hey, boys, I had popcorn, I had soda, I had reclining seats, I had trailers. Let's go movies! Spike, how was the movie? Broads. Oh, one star, terrible. Tim in Newark.
That was his Flyers. I thought we were gearing up towards this is their first time making
right,
it back to the playoffs.
Yeah.
The
game was
2020.
Nothing.
He said, no, they only have two defensemen.
Like, they stink, essentially, is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
What are we supposed to get excited about with this team then this
Nothing.
Year?
Matvei Michkov.
Again. What's next?
I don't know if it's accurate to say we've never seen Bryce choke. Jonathan Papelbon.
Ah, that's funny. That's really funny. What's next?
I hate Jonathan Papelbon.
You do.
Cashing in on his wildly popular hits on WIP, Netflix is releasing a two-part documentary on the life of Tornado Shapiro. Episode 1, 3 pushes in 30 seconds. Episode 2, Women, What a Breed. Frank in Ardmore.
That still was pretty good by Bryce.
Yeah, it did
what a
sound.
Breed, man.
What a breed. And then everybody laughed and he said, no, seriously, what a breed. What's next?
The afternoon show's easy-to-use explainer on choking. 1. Was it a player you like? It was not choking no matter what happened. Stop being a hater. 2. Was it a player you don't like? It was a complete choke job. End of story. Get him out of here. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That was the most Spider-Man meme moment I think I've ever had on this show.
What is that?
I was actually pointing.
Yes, you were. You were doing the Spider-Man meme point.
Yeah. You're playing quarterback.
What's next?
Give me Nola or give me death. A passionate Rob Thompson throwing down the gauntlet.
Passionate Rob.
Yeah.
Standing on the table, banging the table for old Knowles.
What's next?
I better get stretched out pretty good because it's going to be a long night.
The gif of Joel Embiid eating an apple.
I can't wait to bring that back. When the big fella comes back, that's when it comes back.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to bring it back.
Maybe next year. All right, so we will be... TK is next, yes?
Me and Teeks for an hour, then Seltzer and Teeks up until game time.
Oh,
and then me and Seltzer immediately after, well, after Murph for the final out at about 12:30 at night. It better be to win.
It better be to win. We'll be back with you tomorrow. I hope it's not the eulogy that that could be coming. I hope it is, hey, we got Christopher Sanchez tonight. Let's win this one and get it back to Philly. I believe it can happen. Go get them, boys. We will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.